Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the N word. The N word. Now, we know in our society that there is a word called the N word that no one should communicate or speak. It's a word that's to be avoided. It's derogatory, it is unprofessional, and it crosses every type of social and political line. So much so that the word is now categorized not by its full word, but just simply by the letter N. People know when they hear that N word. You just have to say the N word, and everyone knows what you mean in business. There is also an N-word, obviously not nearly as derogatory, nowhere as close as profane, but there is an N-word that unfortunately many business people avoid. They don't work to try to embrace this N-word, and they should. This N-word, my friends and neighbors, is very simple. It's the word called necessary. You see, in business, most people like to avoid the necessary because these are the essentials that everyone needs in order to excel and advance. And the necessary tools and essentials are not talked about a lot. We talk about what's necessary in cooking because if you're going to make a pecan pie, you can make a pecan pie with only 7 ingredients, but all 7 are necessary. In business, however, we don't discuss this N-word often enough. We should discuss all the elements that are necessary for success. We should execute the elements that are necessary for success. And no one should be in the dark when they join your team about what is necessary. My friends and neighbors, I'm going to give you just a handful of them. They all begin with P. Can I tell you those items, those elements, those aspects that are necessary for your success? Let's begin with the first one, which is progress. Yes, my friends and neighbors, progress is necessary. Since you've been a part of your team, running your own business, operating your own show, let me ask you, how much progress have you made? You see, in business, it's all about continuous improvement. That's different from school. In school, you can make all C's and still pass. If you're in college, you can make D's as long as those D's are not in your major, and you'll still get a degree. But in business, staying at the C level or the D level is not going to suffice. It's always working to get better in every aspect of your business agendas. I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to write down how much you have improved over the last 6 months, over the last year, over the last 6 weeks. You'll be surprised how much progress you make. And when you're communicating with people about what is necessary, beautifully enough, this N-word is something we can all embrace because progress is necessary and everyone can progress. Everybody progresses at a different level, but we can all do it. That other P of what's necessary is purpose. See, what we do has to mean something more than money, or it means nothing at all. For my note takers, I'm going to say that one more time. What we do has to mean something more than money, or it means nothing at all. Think about it. The Revolutionary War versus the Vietnam War. The Revolutionary War had a purpose, and everyone rallied around that purpose. Nobody, on the contrary, understood the purpose of the Vietnam War. Whereas the Revolutionary War was met with praise, the Vietnam War was met with protest. Why? Because everyone understood the purpose of the Revolutionary War, which lasted only 7 years, and no one seemed to understand the purpose of the Vietnam War, which lasted 20 years. My friends and neighbors, if I can communicate purpose to those on my team, first and foremost, it's necessary, but if I can communicate purpose and people buy into purpose, then we receive praise and not protest. If there is a revolt brewing on your team, that revolt is in many cases because they don't know why. Why did this change? Why are we doing it this way now? Why did not anybody inform me of the reasons behind the change? I like the old way we did things better. Are you effective at articulating the purpose of why you do what you do to those that are around you? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors. It's an N-word. It's necessary for success. That next P reminds us that people are necessary. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people are necessary. God's greatest creation is not planets or stars or moons or trees or animals. No, my friends, God's greatest creation is people. Yes, prospects are people. Customers are people. Teammates are people. People should be respected, protected, connected, and corrected. They need to be loved and cherished. And if those who don't like people are missing a necessary element to success in business. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the entrepreneurial journey is a people journey. How would you rate your ability to connect and respect and protect and correct the people who are around you? How would you rate your ability to love and cherish those who may not be our members of your team, may not like your product or service, may not sign up today, might say, let me think on it for a little while. And if they believe that you care about them, no matter what, then they're more inclined to join your cause, to buy your products and services, to become a part of a team, to share your mission and your vision with others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people are necessary. For my note takers thus far, you've got progress, purpose, and people. Add to that, my friends, that practice is necessary. Yes, practice is necessary. What type of habits have you formed as an entrepreneur? Do you have a daily routine? Do you have a habit that you're embarking upon every day? Remember, Dr. Frank Crane, the late 18th century author, said habits are better than rules. You don't have to keep them. They keep you. You see, athletes practice. Entertainers practice. Actors practice. And we must practice our presentation. We must practice overcoming objectives. We must practice our recruiting game plans. We must practice every aspect of our daily tasks. See, my friends and neighbors, practice does make us better. Practice leads to progress. And because progress is necessary, practice is necessary. Can I close with one final one, my friends and neighbors? One that oftentimes is overlooked. It's another necessary component. Processes are necessary. Yes, my friends, steps, formulas, systems, structures are designed to help people win. Even ants have processes. They may look like they're scrambling all around and not having any type of direction, but that's one of the furthest things from reality. Even ants have a system. We're far more advanced than insects, my friends, so we should have systems as well. Steps and formulas and structures and practices and processes that another person can take and view and see and use to excel and advance. When you buy a product from the store, it comes with an owner's manual. That owner's manual tells you all the systems you need to know to make that product work. And by the same token, my friends, when we embark on entrepreneurial journeys, we've got to have processes as well. Why? Processes are necessary. My friends and neighbors, listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your life and change your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.